You're listening to the People Over Profit podcast. Hi, I'm Justine Beauregard. Since 2008, I've been helping small businesses and entrepreneurs increase their income in ways that feel good to them. For decades, we've been led to believe that business is just a numbers game, but really, it's a relationships game. On this show, you'll learn what it takes to create more income without sacrificing your integrity or your joy to do it. With fresh takes on sales, marketing, and other growth-focused topics, you'll be able to lead your business or team to greater success by focusing on quality connections, not vanity metrics. If you believe in putting people first, you belong here. Now, let's spend some quality time together. What do all the greatest, most successful companies of all time have in common? I've been thinking about this a lot lately, specifically about brands like Apple and Tesla and Amazon and 3M, these big brands that have completely revolutionized their respective markets. And they all share one thing in common: creative CEOs. So I did a little more digging on this topic, and I found this 10-year-old study that was run by IBM. They surveyed 1,500 CEOs who collectively agreed more than rigor, management discipline, integrity, or even vision, successful growth is a byproduct of creativity. Now, when you think about creativity, you're probably thinking about what the average person would think about, like an artist, a visionary, maybe even an inventor or an innovator, people who are right brain thinkers. But that's not all creativity is. Creativity can also be disciplined and intentional, and it can show up in a variety of ways, like agility or ease in navigating hard and complex things. Usually, creatives are thought of as flighty or spontaneous, but that is mostly a stereotype. I know because I'm a creative, and I am also known as a highly disciplined, intentional, detailed person. Now, I didn't start out that way. By default, I am a little scattered, but I've honed my creativity to work for me, and I've used it to connect with my customers in new and unexpected ways, to design my business to work for me, even if it's not the most optimal on paper, and I've even trained my brain to find solutions where others may not see them. I invite chaos into my world instead of trying to avoid it, because I know that my creative brain is strong enough to navigate it without all the extra stuff going on that normally people would experience, right? And that's partially because I'm open-minded and optimistic, and I love encouraging myself and others to drop these outdated approaches and take smart risks. I want you to think about your level of creativity right now. If you had to rate it on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the most creative, what would you rate yourself? And just think about that as we go through today's episode. Think about what ways in which you are creative now and which ways you maybe want to explore your creativity more or give yourself more freedom to be creative. I think creative CEOs are the people who see the most value in sales and marketing. That's because we're playful, but we expect a high yield of return from our actions. So we encourage experimentation and innovation, but we also expect to adapt. And we demand results when we do these things. We trust ourselves more because we take more risks, because we are not afraid to lean into our ideas, even if they're impractical or feel that way. We also tend to use data more than people think we would, and are very strategic about our actions. I don't know about you, but I deeply care about the people who support my growth, especially my customers. As creatives, we also know that we can't manage too much complexity. Mundane work is definitely not for us, so we tend to simplify a lot of things, and that allows us to learn and adapt and respond quickly to less than ideal circumstances. So Steve Jobs actually had meetings with his marketing team until the week of his death. He was creative, but he was also someone who valued the creativity of others around him. He invited collaboration for the betterment of his brand. The iPhone was not created because he wanted to make a better phone, at least it wasn't done on purpose or that way at first. It was actually born from foresight. Jobs was quoted to be someone who was worried obsessively about what was going to hurt the sales of iPods when they started to sell. And he imagined that one day cell phones would have music on them and they would be able to compete with the iPod. So he dreamt up the iPhone as a response to his fear. And it was also forward thinking on his part. These are the sides of creativity that people don't often see or get to appreciate. I'm sure that as a creative CEO yourself, to some degree, you have these moments of forethought. You have these moments of fear that can either drive you to stay stuck or drive you to be more creative, to nurture your inner creative. Our innovative thinking as creatives is not us trying to be creative or even to have creative ideas. It's actually a natural byproduct of the way we think. Creatives think in a creative way. We problem solve, we protect ourselves and the things that we love the most. Creativity is more like an abstract process, but it works best with a structure. It's having an openness to new ideas and ways of thinking, but it's not always unique to us, right? Tesla, for example, did not invent the electric car. It made it better, sleeker, more desirable. Apple didn't invent the cell phone. It made it better, sleeker, more desirable. Amazon did not invent online shopping. It made it better, sleeker, more desirable. You see where I'm going with this. Creativity isn't always about creating something new, especially in business. Creativity is a skill. It's asking the question, how can I make whatever it is I sell better, sleeker, and more desirable than what is already existing on the market today? And this isn't just my opinion. Multiple studies have confirmed that creativity is positively correlated with the growth of a company's sales revenue. What's really interesting, though, is that 80% of people who've been surveyed on this topic believe that unlocking creativity is critical to our economic growth, but 75% of them feel pressured to be productive rather than to be creative at work. So if creativity is directly and positively tied to sales revenue and to the growth of your company's bottom line, why wouldn't you nurture it? I actually think it's because creatives struggle to communicate the value of our work to other people, especially to non-creative people who don't share our perspective. We also have very little patience for over-explaining things. We just want people to get it. We want you to be happy with it. We want you to ask questions and we want to come to a mutual agreement, but we don't want it to feel like a real tug of war type situation. It's also very hard for left-brain thinkers, really logical types, to quantify creativity and its value. But let's turn to the experts for proof and a model of success that you can follow, not just to see creativity in action and the incredible things that it's been able to help create in this world, but also as a model of success that you can use as a framework for your own business to nurture your inner creative, even if when I asked you earlier on a scale of 1 to 10, how creative are you? You answered a 1 or a 2. For more than 70 years, the company 3M, the inventor of the Post-it, has had a rule. It's their 15% rule. They encourage all of their employees to set aside 15% of their work time, which is not a small amount, to proactively pursue innovation and ideas that excite them. They encourage collaboration, curiosity, and play, and help their employees to establish habits that support innovation. They also don't waste an ounce of their staff's creativity. For over 50 years, they have had the same boring logo. They have sold the same yellow Post-it. I want you to think about how you can be creative in the best ways, doing only the creative things in the ways that monumentally impact your business instead of moving at an incrementally impactful pace, like tweaking your brand colors or your logo slightly or your website on a regular basis, like doing these little acts of creativity, but they don't really fall into the list of high priority items or high impact items. I want you to think about how you can challenge yourself to invest in your creativity in a bigger way. I will share with you what I do. I like to make 80% of my time, my core actions, the ones that contribute to my bottom line. And those are non-negotiable, okay? In the other 20% of my time, I play. Just like 3M's 15% rule. I get to make it my own, so I follow the Pareto principle. I spend 20% of my time playing. This could look like trying a new style of social media posting or taking a course or creating a pop-up offer or rewriting pieces of my sales messaging. Maybe it's attending a networking event that I haven't been to before. Things that I am not confident or certain will change my business in any significant way, but I feel drawn to them because I believe they have the potential to change everything for the better. Things that are fun, things that I enjoy, that I genuinely want to invest my time in. And my suggestion here is not to completely change your schedule over and totally like overhaul everything and go to the 80-20 rule tomorrow. My suggestion for you, if you don't already do this, is to just start small. Pick one thing that you can do to nurture your inner creative in an hour or less. Something that you've wanted to do for a while, something that maybe is presented to you today, something you believe has the potential to make growing your business easier in some way. Or you can choose something that can help make whatever it is you sell better, sleeker, or more desirable than what exists today. And I want you to think about this as an opportunity. Imagine where you could be if you did this just once a week for the next year. That is 52 hours of nurturing your creativity, knowing that creativity is the catalyst for revenue growth. If nothing else, by doing this, you will get more efficient with your time because you will have to find that hour every single week. And that in itself is creativity at work. This is how innovation and growth starts. And only you can decide where it will go from here or how far you can take it. So have fun with this. Play, explore, make that hour meaningful, not just for your bottom line, but also for your soul. If you found this episode helpful, hit the subscribe button. And if you haven't yet, please rate and review the show. I appreciate your honest feedback. Plus, it helps more people find this content so they can grow their businesses by putting people first too. And if you have any questions or ideas for future episodes, send them to Justine at JustineBeauregard.com. I can't wait to hear from you, and I'll see you next week.